Warm welcome to Open Minds, a show all about mental health. Today we are doing a special International Women's Day show, which means the focus is on women. I'm Nita.
And I'm Naomi, and we'll be co-hosting the show. In England, about one in five women, compared to one in eight men, has a mental health problem.
Women between the ages of 16 and 24 are almost three times as likely, so that's over a quarter of women, to experience a common mental health issue as males of the same age. The figure is under 10% for males, for men. Women are twice as likely to be diagnosed with anxiety as men.
Over a quarter of women aged 16 to 24 report having self-harmed at some point in their life, compared to under 10% of men.
Naomi, why do you think this is? What are the risk factors that affect women more than men?
I think there's lots and lots of issues, such as domestic violence due to maybe depression, sometimes poverty as well. There's lots of, because the economic climate, the way things are at the moment, people are suffering from more depression. People are seeking help that they find really difficult to find. I just think that at just some sort of breaking point in their lives, and they just can't see a way out. So I do think that there's a lot of risk factors that do affect women, and those that I've just said are some.
Because over 50% of women are carers in the UK.
That is true.
And this can lead to stress, anxiety, I would think isolation. And you, Naomi, you have personal experience of being a carer. Would you mind telling us about that and how it affected your mental health?
Got a huge story to tell, but I don't think I've got enough time to tell you it all. I'm a mother of three children, and they're all at different stages of special educational needs. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of stress, there is a lot of strain, a lot of pressure. You don't get any help much, there's no advice out there much. You've got to find your own information, your own help, your own services, and you are I felt very alone. Mm-hmm. My mum and dad have passed away. They were my support network. And I just felt like I'm stuck. I was diagnosed with postnatal depression when I had my little boy. And I've still got signs of depression. I'm still taking meds for depression. And it's just huge. Mental health for women is huge. And when you've got children with special educational needs as well, you do struggle. I know I do.
And can you speak a bit more about being a carer?
Yes, I can. Being a carer is very demanding, very tiring, very frustrating. Even though my children, I wouldn't exactly say they were bad kids or very naughty children. It's just because they're special needs, they find coping with life difficult.
Oh, bless.
My daughter was diagnosed with autism at 13, and that has been a huge fight huge fight for me to get her an EHCP, to get her help, her diagnosis. And I feel like the educational system has let us down as a family. And you've got to fight for your kids every step of the way. And it is just so important that we continue that fight. I'm fighting at the moment for my little boy to be in a school that's more appropriate to him, a special school. Mm-hmm. But I'm not getting no help.
So you're doing this all yourself?
You do everything yourself. You do. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't. That's what services are there for help and support.
Yeah.
Exactly what meant to be there for, mm-hmm. is help and support. And you don't get that. Especially, I feel like it's worse for all carers. But I just think for those who are suffering from mental health problems as well, you've got the added pressure as well. So it's like, besides my own health, my own mental health, I've got to support my family's wellness,
yeah.
and their mental health as well. So it's just one constant battle, really.
And how do you manage all that? How do you keep well with all that?
It's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I try and look after myself, but if you've got a family, I always put myself last. My family comes first, and it's always been like that. But I am learning through my counsellor that I need to start putting myself first, spending time just for me, pampering myself, getting my hair done, as you can see.
And it looks lovely.
Thank you. Getting my nails done. Just having that time for me, having that nice quiet drink. And also not to get worried and stressed out that jobs in the house aren't done.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's a new day, they'll be still there. So it's just setting yourself targets, really, and setting yourself goals, but goals that you can reach, and just still fighting.
Try and find a little bit of me time.
Exactly. That's really important.
And talking of fighting, here is a song by Rachel. Do you know who it's by? Rachel.
Somebody or other.
Rachel Platten.
Oh,
I didn't,
okay.
I never knew who it was by. So, and it's called Fight Song.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Starting right now. I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep.
In too deep.
And it's been 2 years. I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe. And all those things I didn't say. Wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming. Single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
So that was Rachel Platten with Fight Song, because we were talking about how women have to fight for their rights.
Women have to do lots of fighting, especially in the economic climate we're in. And the way things are at the moment, women have to do a lot of fighting and a lot of shouting.
Even to get where we are now. Even to get where we are now, we've had to fight, haven't we?
Well, all the way through history, women have had to fight. Women have got a voice and their voice has to be heard. And all the way through history, Marie Curie, this amazing people in history, the suffragettes, people, women, have had to put their lives online to just say, look, I'm here, I've got a voice, I'm a human being, I do count and I do matter. And it is so important for their rights to be heard.
Yeah, and I'm thinking suffragettes there.
Yeah.
That's what always comes to mind when I think of...
Exactly. Fight for what's
fighting
right.
Fighting for rights.
Exactly. The right to vote, the right to be heard. You know, there's more to women than stuck at home, washing up.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Cleaning.
You'd hope in 2023.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, we're not... Women shouldn't be chained to the sinks now. Women can be ambitious and strive for their dreams.
And what about mental health and women? Do women have to fight for mental health diagnoses, or do they get... I would say more with what comes to mind about women and mental health is the gaslighting.
Definitely.
Like we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
On a previous Open Mind show. And women experience more gaslighting. If you don't know what gaslighting is, it just means
sort of ignored, doesn't it? Sort of not having that belief,
not being believed.
Yeah,
or, but also say that you have a physical health problem.
Yes.
And there's a lot of awareness now about menopause, for example, last few years. So a lot of women celebrities as well have said that they didn't have a good experience going to the GP when they needed help around the menopause. So maybe they wanted to go try HRT, but instead they were given antidepressants.
True.
And that would be a good example, I think, of gaslighting. Here, you're depressed.
Yeah.
Instead of, hang on, you know, they're more complex.
They're not treating the proper cause. They're sort of like walking around it. They're ignoring the real reason for you actually being there. They're just making excuses like, you know, you've not got depression, you've got this, and you've got all the other, and you know yourself.
Well,
that you're not right, that you're not well, but you're not getting that treatment for that reason.
Well, I'd say for example, with menopause, I'd say that women, you know, they're told that they're depressed instead of they're going through the menopause. And there's a lot of things that we suffer with women. We suffer more with certain physical health problems, like ME, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, endometriosis. Yeah. I hope I've pronounced that one correctly. I always have a hard time pronouncing all these. But we have higher rates of those syndromes or conditions. And then if you go to the GP, they're more likely to say that you're depressed or you've just got anxiety.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've ever experienced that. But as somebody who's had chronic health problems, I've definitely experienced not being believed, and it's horrible.
I haven't really.
Mm. Well, that's you're lucky then.
Oh, right, Neil, thank you. I know a lot of people have gone through a hard time.
Yeah. Something that it was on the news, I think, a few months ago. This lady, she kept going back to the GP, and they diagnosed her with health anxiety. And she went back and she actually said it made local news.
Yeah.
And she had cancer. So that's an example of gaslighting as well. So you, for some reason, women are believed in healthcare, in this healthcare system, when there is something really wrong with them. I mean, that's devastating. That's an that's an extreme thing. It was, yeah, that was on the news.
It's a bit like medical negligence. They're not doing the job properly.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know if we can talk about that in in detail on the radio. But I would say, yeah, that, yeah, it's sad that that happens with
like
women.
You've overlooked, like you've just been pushed aside. They're not spending that time to actually get down to nitty gritty of the true cause.
Or it's discrimination.
It's true, yeah.
And
or you feel like they don't have the time for you.
But the thing is, like the stats, the statistics kind of show, like with chronic pain, they did a study a few years back and they looked at men and women who presented themselves at hospital with in the same amount of pain. But guess who was seen first?
The men. Yeah.
So it's about discrimination, isn't
it
then?
No, it's true.
So, scary. Yes. So earlier we were talking about risk factors that affect women, so that, you know, that women will have more mental health problems than men. And one of them is that one in four women worldwide experience domestic violence before the age of 50, Naomi.
That's a frightening statistic.
So, yeah, experiencing domestic abuse can have obviously a long-term impact on women's mental health. And it can cause PTSD, which is short for post-traumatic
stress disorder.
Thank you.
We got there eventually.
Yes, too many abbreviations that begin with P. Sorry about that. So yeah, shall we talk about that in regard mental health and domestic violence and women?
Yeah. Oh,
there's different types, isn't there?
Well, there is. There's lots of abuse. There's emotional abuse, physical, mental, sexual. And a lot of these aren't really reported. I think even though it is high, I think once you're in an abusive relationship, I do feel like it's quite difficult to get out of that relationship and to seek help. I just think it can be quite, you can be afraid, you can be scared. In some ways, that abusive home could still be a safe haven. That's all you know. So it's really hard to sort of like get out of that. But I do encourage women who are suffering from any abuse to just have that strength to seek help to get out of that situation.
But sometimes they might not be believed by the police, for example, I've read. Sometimes the abuse can be so controlling that it's hard for them to get help.
No, it's true.
And it can happen at any age. So this was, you know, what I just said before was before the age of 50 that more than one in four women worldwide experience domestic violence.
But I do think it can be not really genetic, but I think if you were brought up in an abusive relationship or abusive home environment, that's all you know. So when you grow up, you can also be in another abusive home or a relationship as well. It's a bit like some sort of a genetic line in some ways. It's all you seem to know, and you seem to like attract abusers. I think I've read, I can't remember where I've read it, but it's when you leave an abusive relationship, it can be quite, I'm not really sure about the word easy, but you seem to sort of like slot into another abusive relationship. And I just think it's so hard sometimes to sort of like cut yourself loose from that. It's difficult.
I'm not sure if I agree with attracting. I think if, for example, there's been domestic abuse since you were a young girl, then I think you're more likely to think that's love.
Yeah, that's the better word to use. Yeah.
So they might think, okay, love is abuse.
Yeah.
Subconsciously.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And then when they meet somebody and a partner and he, for example, is controlling, they might not think, oh, he's being controlling, that's abusive. They might connect the control with the love.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's ingrained and...
Well, no, that is true.
Shall we have some more music now?
Yes, please.
Okay. We have Christina Aguilera.
Something like that, yeah.
With Fighter.
After all you put me through, you think I despise you. But in the end, I wanna thank you, cause you made me that much stronger. When I...
Christina Aguilera there. I can never say her last name, Naomi.
Neither can I. Bit of a tongue twister.
And that was Fighter. So, shall we? Let's hear from... Well, we haven't heard from Michael, have we? So,
no, we haven't.
Let's hear from Michael.
And now it's time for... This is the quote of the show. Oh, oh, oh. This is the quote of the show. Oh, oh. This is the quote of the show. Oh, oh.
This is the quote of the show.
And the quote of the show is... Ooh, my microphone up my nose then. We would never tell someone with a broken leg that they should stop wallowing and get it together. We shouldn't treat mental health conditions any differently.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Totally.
True, true.
And can we do another? Can we do another quote?
We certainly can.
Because I've got one from Michelle Obama. And she's Ooh. A woman. We all love Michelle Obama, don't we?
We do.
We should make it clear that getting help isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. So that's quite connected to the last quote.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle Obama.
Yes, we love her. And oh, have we got time for any more? Do we want to do any more?
Can do.
Any others that stick out?
Yeah. You don't have to struggle in silence. That's a good one. For those people who are struggling, don't stay in silence. Please, please, please find help. Find someone you can trust, someone you can talk to.
You're listening to Open Minds
on BCB 106.6 FM.
We are more than a mental health diagnosis.
Yes, and this has been Open Minds, a special edition for International Women's Day. So yeah, time to say goodbye, I think, Naomi.
Yeah, time to say goodbye. It's not been the most easiest of topics, but I just want to say, if we did seem a little bit distracted, there was a guy in the next studio having a good dance away. So if we felt a little bit like, what on earth are you on about? It's blame the guy in the studio next to us.
He was having a good time.
He was having a good time. But I lost my thought processes all the way through that virtually. But I'm hoping you could all understand what myself and Nita were saying.
Okay, so we're going to say bye for now and see you for the next Open Mind show.
Definitely. Thank you, listeners.
When your day is long.